$47 billion in the federal infrastructure bill will go to make communities in the U.S. more resilient to things like flooding, drought, and extreme heat. The White House says it's the largest such investment in American history. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, an IUPUI researcher says it's a good first step.
Gabriel Filippelli is the director of Indiana University's Environmental Resilience Institute. He says money from the infrastructure bill could go toward a number of projects in Indiana, like making better flood protection maps and identifying urban heat islands and ways to mitigate them. But last year alone, the U.S. suffered almost $100 billion worth of damage from extreme weather and climate-related disasters. Funding from the infrastructure bill would only be half that much and spread out over 10 years, not one.
No, it's not enough in the long run, just because it pales in comparison to the climate costs, climate disaster costs. But it's better than nothing, and it's a great first step.
And Filippelli says resilience will only go so far. The U.S. has to stop burning fossil fuels. Otherwise, the future may be worse than what we're prepared for. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.